kankan luarë djetë vite nga ekspozita Kurbet, e cila tash më ka zë vend në historinë e komunitetit shqiptar në Australi. Ajo ishte një ëndër e Gjenet Mustafa së bashku me disa bashkëkaletarë të tjerë, si kështë ishte Erik Shajploga, Fanoli Saj, Cezaria Kupi, Mirja Selmani, Nuria Limi, Tibet Qurqiali, Lek Ndreka, Rohan Amit, Mari Mehmet, Enver Sabri, Selami Sali, Ridvan Ahmet, Merushe Asim e shumë të tjerë. Të gjithë këta arritën që të prezentojnë në një mënyrë me fakte mbijetesën tonë kombëtare dhe kulturore në Australi. Ekspozita e kushtoi rrugtimit të gjatë të shqiptarëve në Australi dhe shumë objekte të prezantuara në ekspozitë tashmë janë dhuruar Muzeut të Emigracionit në Melbourne. Ne takuam Maria Tens, tani ish drejtore e muzeut e ngarkuar për ekspozitën Kurbet dhe asaj i morëm një intervist. Maria Tens thot se qëllimi i ekspozitës nuk ishte t'i tregoni historinë tuaj, komunitetit tuaj, por të tjerëve në Australi. Të punosh me komunitetin shqiptar ishte një kënaqësi e jashtëzakonshme. Fillimisht ne e pyetëm Marian se çfarë kujton ajo nga ekspozita Kurbet.
If we go back to that time, how did everything started?
Well, it started with me. I was putting out feelers to have communities come into the museum, to work with the museum to tell their stories, their immigration stories. But the real purpose was to start collections that represented the communities in Victoria, because Museum Victoria at that time had very few collections that represented multicultural communities. So we started working with them with the idea of getting them to think about gathering their objects and donating them to the museum. So in future generations, in 100 years' time, the museum can tell the story of the Albanian community, of the Greek community, of the Italian community, that it existed and it had material that was worth collecting, and that's the whole reason behind it.
Who was your first contact with the Albanian community?
It was Jeanette Mustafa. She answered the expressions of interest that was advertised in The Age. We got an application and I started talking to Jeanette, and it was like talking to my aunt. We got on very well. She was so easy to work with. She understood what we needed to do. She understood the work ahead of her as well. It was a lot of work. Getting material and getting people to tell their stories openly and honestly is not easy. When people know each other, you know your stories. But when you're telling them to a new audience, remember the purpose of the exhibition is not to tell your own story to your own community, is to tell your story to a new community so they can appreciate what you've been through. So to get her community to open up to a stranger, to a group of strangers, was very difficult, and she did a really good job along with her team. There were a team of people and we worked really well together. We had a fun time, and I can tell you honestly with my hand on my heart, the Albanian community is one of the most easiest and enjoyable communities I've worked with. I've worked with so many other communities that were not so easy to work with.
Thank you for those words. It was not long time ago, and it's great that you remembered. You said it's not easy to put all the exhibition together. What do you remember from that exhibition?
There were a few things that really shocked me. I didn't know that the community had been divided by the wall, that there was a group of people here that were here before the war, and there was a big gap before some of their family members joined them, and that there was a split in the community. So there was a community that was here a long time, and then there was this recently immigrated community. So I didn't know that. I did know that that the community was very integrated into our Australian way of life, had become part of the Australian history. So revealing those stories was really interesting to me. I was fascinated with that.
One other part I remember was a Quran, 300 years old Quran.
And a wedding dress. So we have now a couple of costumes, a wedding dress and a Quran that was housed at Shepparton. And they didn't donate it immediately because they felt it still belonged at the mosque. So, but since then, they have donated it. So that's a lovely story. And now we have these really precious objects that can be used in the future to tell the stories of the Albanians, which is the most important thing for an institution like a museum to have objects that reflect the story of the people who came to Australia.
Telling the story to the future generations.
That's right.
Can we go back to Janet Mustafa?
Yes.
Recently, she was awarded with the Order of Australia Medal. You played a big part in that. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, I kept in contact with Jeanette after the exhibition. We used to meet and have a cup of coffee once or twice a year just to have a chat and to see how the community was going, to make sure those objects weren't being sold to secondhand shops. And I realised that she was doing such good work in her own community, and I also realised that women from multicultural backgrounds aren't recognised in the official award system. So I thought, rather than complaining that there aren't enough women being awarded Medals of Australia and Orders of Australia, I would do something about it. So I contacted her family, and all of this has to be done in deep secret. You can't discuss any of this. We had to keep it a secret from Jeanette because it's not guaranteed that they will award the medal. So I put in an application. I got her nephew to help me fill in the form to tell me the story of how she came to Australia, what she has done for the community, and some of her personal story. I put together an application. I put the names of some referees that I knew would help the cause. That's something else we have to learn to do. And I sent it off, and I didn't hear for 2 years. And I thought, oh, that's it. She's obviously, there are other people, you know, who seem to be much more worthy. I couldn't think of anyone more worthy than Jeanette, because she's always working for the community. But then I received a letter to say that her nomination had been approved. I was absolutely hysterical. I was so overjoyed. And of course, I couldn't tell anyone. So I had to keep it a secret until she was officially notified.
That's great. Thank you very much for that nomination. Here we go back tonight. The Australian Albanian Women Association, they're celebrating the 25th anniversary. What's your message to them?
My message to them is, it's lovely that there's a women's association, because you need to connect with other women in the community and give them strength and give them the opportunities and pave the way. But I think one day it'll be nice just to have one community without women's association, without men's association, just one united community where women hold the positions as presidents, secretaries and treasurers, that the whole community can see that there is no division, just one united community.
Marietta, thank you very much for your time and for your words.
My pleasure.